भगवद्गीता 4.42 तस्मादज्ञानसम्भूतं हृत्स्थं ज्ञानासीनात्मनः चित्वैनं संशयं योगं आतिष्ठोतिष्ठ भारत. सो हियर दिस इज द कंक्लूडिंग वर्स ऑफ द फोर्थ चैप्टर तस्माद् देयरफॉर. नाउ टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट देयरफॉर रेफर्स टू वी विल हैव टू गो बैक टू द प्रीवियस वर्स. The previous verse is told that Arjuna, if you work in knowledge, if you work in yoga, renouncing the fruits of work, then, and you counter your doubts by knowledge, then you will be situated in the self and you will not be bound. So, therefore, that means, therefore means because you will not be bound, therefore, tasmat agyan sambhutam. Ajnana sambhutam, that which is born of ajnana, ritstham, that which is becomes situated in your heart, the doubts which have gripped your heart. Jnana seen with the sword of knowledge. Atmanaha, within the soul, within yourself. Chitvainam, chitva, cut off. Samshayam yogam. Samshaya, whatever doubts you have, you cut them off, Arjuna. Yogam. Yoga. In the practice of yoga, to practice yoga, atishtho tishta bharata. To practice yoga, atishtha, be situated, uttishtha. Rise, bharata, O descendant of the Bharata dynasty. So this is a call for inner war. Arjuna is an outer battlefield, and the stimulus for speaking the Bhagavad Gita is that he has refused to fight the war. Nayotseti Govindam uktva tushnim babhuvah. Krishna told Arjuna in 2.9, Nayotseti Govindam, I cannot fight, O Govinda, and he became silent. So, at one level, Krishna is speaking the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna to make him fight the war. But interestingly, Krishna does not give a call to physical war in this verse. Atishtha and Uttishtha may seem to be calls for rising and fighting. But Krishna is not talking about a physical fight over here. He's talking about the inner fight, because he's talking about using the weapon of jnana. Jnanasena. He's not telling Arjuna, you're an archer, use your Gandiva. He's saying, use the sword of knowledge. So, Arjuna has the skill, the competence, the expertise to win the outer war. But he has become disheartened in the inner war. And if we have lost the inner war, then there is no chance that we can win the outer war. Many times in sports, say in such as cricket, it is often said that, oh, sports is like cricket is a mental game. So, if suppose one player can intimidate the other player, one player can appear very confident, very calm, and intimidate the other player, then the batsman may have to score a lot of runs in the last over. But that batsman appears very cool and composed, and somehow intimidates the bowler. Then the bowler becomes jittery, and then the bowler strays in line and length. And because of that, the batsman is able to hit and win the match. So, the point is that often, person can underperform if the mind is not there, if the mind is jittery. That means if one has lost inner confidence, then outer performance becomes difficult. So, outer performance is a function of inner confidence. And sometimes we have to fight within, we have to fight our lower self to get inner confidence, and then there can be outer performance. So, Krishna is not calling in this verse for outer performance directly. He is calling for inner confidence through an inner war. And as he says, tasmad agyana sambhutam, Therefore, that which has been born of knowledge, ajnana sambhutam.
So the doubt which Arjuna had,
if I fight, then I will be bound by karma. Therefore, I should renounce the world. Krishna has comprehensively refuted that by stating how, don't equate inactivity with freedom from bondage and activity with bondage. Don't make a simplistic reduction. Understand the truth properly. So, tasmat ajnana sambhutam. This is ajnana, to equate inactivity with freedom from reaction and action with reaction. It is actually motivation which will determine what will be the reaction or not. So, this doubt has come from ajnana. So, counter that. Ritstham, which is there within your heart. Jnana sinatmanaha. Use the sword of knowledge. A sword is sharp and cutting. So, similarly, the doubts that are there, they form like shackles, like strong ropes, which drag our consciousness, which hold our consciousness back. Don't let our consciousness move towards spiritual truth, move onwards in the spiritual path, move towards Krishna. But here he is saying, hold it back. Don't let it hold you back, rather, the doubts which hold you back. Chittvainam. Chittva, cut them off. Now, Krishna has used the word chittva in the previous verse also. Not exactly chitta, but similar word. Jnana sanchinna samshayam. With knowledge, with jnana sanchinna. Cut it off. And what should you do after cutting off like that? Ritstham jnana sinatmanaha. And chitvainam samshayam yogam. Chitva inam samshayam. Remove your doubts. And so all your doubts have gone away. Atishtho tishtha bharata. Rise and fight, Arjuna. So the rise and fight has, in one sense, a double meaning. It does refer to Arjuna. Krishna does want Arjuna to rise and fight, to not give in to the uncharacteristic and unbecoming weakness, which will be seen as spinelessness, which will be seen as cowardice, which will result in infamy for Arjuna, and not just infamy, but also will be adharmic for him. Krishna certainly doesn't want Arjuna to capitulate, to cop out, but at the same time, Krishna also wants to help Arjuna. Krishna wants to not just dogmatically insist Arjuna that you follow my instruction. Krishna wants to explain to Arjuna why he should do what he is telling him. And that's why he gives this philosophical analysis which is there in the Bhagavad Gita, by which Arjuna can understand the rationale for what Krishna is asking. Now with this rationale, when Arjuna acts, then he will be able to act effectively. Now, jnana asi, the sword of knowledge. Because later on, Krishna will talk about the rope of desire. In 16.12, he says, asha pashishatair baddha. He says, the materialistic people are bound by hundreds of ropes of desires. Now, the ropes of desires come because we imagine that doing a particular, fulfilling that desire will bring us happiness. So just like alcoholic is bound by desire to move towards the bottle of alcohol and to drink. Now, the way to break free from that bondage, from the rope that is pulling one towards the sense gratification, is, you know, we just say, no, I will not do it. Just by willpower, if we try to stop ourselves, it's quite difficult. But if we use our intelligence, we remember through knowledge, hey, I am a soul. Material things cannot give me happiness. And this is not new. I've tried this many times. Far from giving me happiness, it has given me misery. Dukkha yonaya evate. As Krishna will tell in 5.22, that actually worldly indulgence ends in misery. So, when one thinks like this, that this will ultimately end in misery, and therefore there is no need for me to get entangled in this. And with this understanding, a person stays away from sense gratification. Then what happens? Jnanasina. Of course, just as there can be doubt, there can be a rope of desire, similarly there can be a rope of doubt also. No, doubt makes our desire drags our emotions, and doubts often drags our intelligence in a particular direction. When we have a doubt, it's like a sore spot. No, we want to scratch it, and the more we scratch it, worse it becomes. So like that, there is, when we focus on doubts again and again and again, the doubts seem to grow bigger and bigger. But instead, if we get the doubts addressed, we ask questions, acquire knowledge and get the doubts addressed, then we can move onward straight in our spiritual life. And Krishna is telling Arjuna, fight. So fight means use the sword of knowledge to dispel the doubts that are there. And once those doubts are gone, then you will get inner confidence. And with that inner confidence, uttishtha. Atishto, atishto. Rise physically. So you will rise emotionally, you will rise intellectually and emotionally internally. You will have knowledge and you will have confidence. And then you will rise physically also with your Gandiva upraised to fight. Thank you.